Hey, everybody. A dark day in America. President Trump has been banned from Twitter. What it means and the consequences surrounding all of this, brought to you advertiser-free by those of you that support us at charliekirk.com/support. Big episode. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Today is a fire alarm for our civilization. President Donald Trump and his 88 million Twitter followers have been permanently banned from Twitter. Twitter came out and said that President Donald Trump is banned from ever using their platform again for, quote, inciting violence. They use the example of President Donald Trump tweeting out that he will not attend the Biden inauguration by baselessly saying that that means that he will plan another violent event, as if he planned a violent event in the first place. Why did they do this? Why did Twitter, one of the most valuable companies on the planet, decide to eliminate, digitally assassinate a president of the United States? President Donald Trump is still living and breathing right now. But for all intents and purposes, he's dead to 88 million people on Twitter. Now, you might say that's a little bit too hyperbolic. 88 million people no longer can access or see what the president wants to say or is saying when they're trying to go outside of the mainstream media. Unfiltered. Uncensored. So why did Twitter do this? Why did a small group of hyper-entitled, overeducated people in Menlo Park decide to digitally assassinate the president of the United States? Is it really because they believe he was inciting violence? Of course not. The head of Iran, Khomeini, still has access to his Twitter account, the world's largest funder of terror. You want to talk about inciting violence? How about deploying violence through Hamas and Hezbollah to Israeli children? The Chinese Communist Party still has access to their Twitter account. The 1 million Muslims in concentration camps in China would say that the Chinese Communist Party was probably inciting violence. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez still has access to her Twitter account for encouraging, live streaming, helping and assisting the riots and the protests for BLM Incorporated. BLM Incorporated still has access to a Twitter account, despite being directly and indirectly connected to terror events all throughout this last summer. Now, some people might say, well, that's just the misallocation of a double standard. We should ban them too. That's not the case. The masters of Menlo Park know that President Donald Trump is not inciting violence. They are using the event on January the 6th at the Capitol as an excuse to implement post-9/11 policies that could infiltrate, censor, monitor anyone on the center right of this country, all because of what happened on January the 6th with professional agitators, far right wing ethno-nationalist identitarians, and other unidentified agitators. That's the reason they're telling us that President Donald Trump should be permanently digitally assassinated from Twitter, and with it, half of all of Twitter daily users followed President Donald Trump on the platform. But so why are they really doing this? It goes back to what we at Turning Point USA have learned the hard way. The left hates the idea that there are other ideas. If there was a button on a desk to eliminate all conservative opinion, they would push the button. They've just been waiting for an excuse to do this for quite some time. The thing that frustrates the employees at Twitter and Facebook, Instagram and YouTube more than anything else is that conservative ideas are actually really popular. That conservative ideas actually travel the internet quicker than any other types of content. They realize this the hard way as the social media companies didn't take an aggressive censorship stance in the 2016 election. President Donald Trump never would have won the election if it wasn't for Facebook and for Twitter. The social media companies have been on a four-year self-torturing exercise trying to pay their penance to the liberal community that they are neighbors to, that they dine with, that they go to Christmas parties with, saying that I'm never going to let that happen again. And don't worry, Menlo Park neighbor man that works at Salesforce or Oracle, I'm going to do my part. I'm going to push that button and we're going to make him disappear. This is not something that is totally shocking or surprising. We have been waiting for this as they've been starting to put disclaimers on the president's tweets. But now they crossed the Rubicon. For those of you that don't know what that reference means, it's when Julius Caesar crossed the river Rubicon in Italy. And as soon as he crossed the river, he would officially be declaring civil war. Now, it's interesting that I say that because I'm talking about crossing the metaphorical Rubicon. For those of you that are calling for actual civil war, I have, I believe, thoroughly gone through why that is not the correct option, why that is foolish, and that is not who we are, those of us that want to guard, protect, and preserve Western civilization. What Twitter did here, though, is they declared war on you. What Twitter did here is the most creepy, chilling, and offensive domestic move against conservatives, I believe, in American history. Never before has a president that possesses as much power with such a big audience been silenced so quickly for quite honestly a reason that I think is misapplied. But there's another reason why they want to do this, and it's actually a deeper, darker, more chilling reason. The reason why they want this, and I mean they, I mean the employees at Twitter and Facebook and the American left, is that it will actually create more conflict. When you censor somebody, will those ideas just go away? When you censor somebody, are their thoughts all of a sudden evaporated? Of course not. When you censor somebody, it only makes them more likely to want to pursue deeper, darker, more unproven theories. When you censor somebody, they're more likely to become radicalized. You see, speech is moral, but it also serves a utilitarian purpose. Speech is the only thing that prevents us from tearing each other apart every single day. Speech is how decent civil societies reconcile their differences. You see, there's only two ways to govern people. We've been through this many times here on the Charlie Kirk Show. You can govern people by persuasion, reason, and dialogue, or you can govern people using force. Every single governing system in the history of the world can be in one of those two buckets. Soviet Union, force. China, force. England right now, speech and persuasion for the time being. If you count the lockdowns, could be in either way. But they still have elections. The point is, as soon as you remove speech, you immediately go to force, and that's what they want. The left is disinterested in winning you over. Democrats and the masters of Menlo Park find Donald Trump to be a perpetual annoyance to their power grab. And as long as he can speak, as long as he can challenge, as long as he can throw out new ideas, as long as he can hold people accountable, he is a speed bump, is a wall is a barrier to them being in charge. But understand, what drives the left is more power. Going through the Jacques Derrida, Michel Foucault, and Herbert Marcuse view of the world, a postmodern world inspired by Friedrich Nietzsche, all they view in this world is a power struggle. Therefore, for them, the highest plane of accomplishment is assuming the most amount of power. Some would even say that that is how you become an Übermensch, as Friedrich Nietzsche would say. More power, higher level of enlightenment. This is nonsense. We as conservatives reject this premise. We believe fulfillment comes through faith, connection to God, preservation of liberty, the creation of the family, the protection and the pursuit of love and beauty, the things that built Western civilization. The left believes in none of that. Joe Biden, the Democrats believe in none of that. They believe in power. Political identity is how you achieve the highest levels of enlightenment. So how do you get a lot of power? That's a question that if I was in front of eighth graders or high school students that are just trying to learn, it's a really good question to ask a young person in your life. How do people get more power? How do they get power quickly? What's the easiest way to get more power? Well, let's look back in history. What necessitates a stronger centralized government? Chaos. Chaos is the gateway drug to totalitarians taking over your life. Look at 9/11. Chaos. We lost civil liberties after 9/11. We added a new department of the government, Department of Homeland Security. 2008 financial crisis. Chaos. $1 trillion stimulus bill. New agencies of government. Every time we lose liberty, every time government grows, it's because of chaos. What if I told you the left wants the radicalism? What if I told you the left wants the American people to think that every single Trump supporter in the world is a window-smashing, Capitol Rotunda-stealing, police officer-fighting person? Why would they do that? Why would they intentionally want to misrepresent it? Answer, it gives them more power. So when you shut up 88 million people, which is exactly what they did with this censorship, people will react in a variety of different ways. Some people will delete the application. Some people will go to Parler. Some people will go to Rumble. Some people will go to our podcast. Thank you, by the way. Some people are going to get violent, and that's wrong. The left knows exactly what they're doing here. And then when people get violent, the left says, see, I told you so. Look how terrible they are. Give us more power. Give us the authority to go after the Trump hat MAGA wearing, the Trump hat MAGA people. Go after them. The banning and the censorship is just beginning. People are asking us, what can we do about it? The answer is very little at the time being. Your Republican leaders failed you. When they should have been regulating and overseeing these tech companies, they were passing corporate tax carve-outs for them in 2017. This program right here is made possible when you guys support us at charliekirk.com/support. And when you subscribe and download our episodes, it keeps us moving and hopefully away from the censors. So where is this headed from here? Vladimir Lenin, when he took over the Soviet Union, enacted something called the Red Terror, where he went after the Mensheviks, anyone that ever opposed him, and he made the streets filled with blood. This is a metaphorical Red Terror. They're in power. They hate Trump supporters. They're upset that we got three Supreme Court justices and 200 circuit court judges. They're upset the embassies in Jerusalem. They're upset the Iran deal got canceled. They're upset that NAFTA got renegotiated. They're upset that their Hegelian march through the institutions got interrupted, and they want revenge, and this is their meaning, and they're just getting started. The red terror is just beginning. And no one is off limits. Sidney Powell has been kicked off Twitter. Lieutenant General Michael Flynn has been kicked off Twitter. Some people are calling it the purge. Some people are calling it the red terror. This is the biggest issue facing our country. And I think you all know that. So here's the action item. Find alternative methods for communication now. This program is one of them. Thank you. Subscribe to this program. Subscribe to us on multiple platforms. Go to charliekirk.com and subscribe the raw data upload file right there on charliekirk.com. These companies are more powerful than our government, and now they're using this power. The only difference between this and the Soviet Union is this. In the Soviet Union, it was the government controlling the companies. Now, it's the companies controlling the government that do the bidding of the most radical demands. And when you can silence the leader of the free world, you can silence anyone. You can shut us all up. And our Republican leaders did nothing to stop this. They could have passed a repeal of Section 230, which would have prevented this, but they did nothing. Something to think about. As of the recording of this podcast, we are still active on social media. We don't know if that is going to continue. And even the more chilling development is that Apple, a hardware company, has come out and said that they are going to kick Parler, the Twitter competitor, off of their app store. Google already has. So now not only do we have to go create competitors, we have to now create new hardware. These companies are acting in collusion with each other. Partially, this is happening because we lost the Georgia Senate runoff, because many people were lied to stay at home, and they said, my vote will not matter. Turnout was down in Trump counties, and we lost both Senate seats. If we had U.S. senators, we would at least have been able to have hearings like we have been in the Senate to be able to cross-examine these companies. But before we get to that, it's important to understand the landscape that we're on. The left and the masters of Menlo Park feel emboldened. They feel empowered. If you take away people's speech, you take away their ideas. You take away their identity. We must regain the speech. More speech, the better. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you for supporting us at charliekirk.com/support. I don't say this lightly, but this is going to go down as one of the most consequential days in modern American history, arguably more important than even some of the election results. We will be developing ways to handle this and deal with this. Thank you guys for listening. I encourage all of you to subscribe to The Charlie Kirk Show. It helps us stay above the censors, stay above the people that want to shut us all up. There's only two ways to govern people, by force and by speech. We choose speech, they choose force. And I'm going to keep talking until they shut me up. Thanks so much. God bless.